Hello, Dr. Sundaram, the leading endopsychologist of India, with my next podcast show on NLP skills and its application in real life. I'm Dr. Sundaram, NLP coach, counselor, mentor, and trainer from India, working for the last 2 decades. You can see my work in over 350 YouTube videos and 100 podcast shows. Today's episode is focusing on how to rewire your brain. How to rewire your brain through neuro-linguistic psychology. Yeah, friends, thanks to the breakthrough concept in the field of psychology called neuroplasticity. You know what is plasticity? You know what is plasticity? Plasticity is nothing but plastic state. When you weld two metals together, the joints are raised above the melting point, and the iron bar of the two ends, when it is made plastic, red hot, and made into a liquid, they connected forever. It's called hot welding or cold welding. The same thing happens with your neuron connections. Neuron wire connections. You pull them together and there is a new electric spark which welds them together. The neuroplasticity. New habits can be made, old habits can be broken down. New thoughts can be rewired. That's called rewiring of the brain. Well, friends, let me give you an example from my own life. One of the monks in India, Swami Dayananda Saraswati, was sharing his experience. What actually happened is, he didn't like bitter gourd. He didn't like bitter gourd. You know, bitter gourd called Karela in India, in Hindi. He didn't like the bitter gourd. And as a Swamiji, as a monk, wherever he goes for giving his sermons, he has to accept whatever the devotees offer them. And wherever possible, you should tell that I don't like bitter gourd, anything is okay. But it so happened, there was a communication loss, and the lady devotee, somebody told, bitter gourd, Swamiji, bitter gourd, and the rest of the words were swallowed by the person who communicated. So the lady, the host, thought, Swamiji likes bitter gourd. And starting making bitter gourd every day. So he didn't have an option. First time the new devotee, he cannot say no to her, he cannot refuse. So he started accepting it. Because he accepted it, the host thought he likes it. So next day she made a curry out of it, then she made a chutney out of it, then she made a sabji out of it. So slowly the dishes of Karela started increasing. The Swamiji also didn't have an option and he started eating. Because he didn't have an option, he could not say no, he was in a mono breath for some period. People started he liking it. And after some time, the same thing was repeated on 3 or 4 occasions in different spots wherever you go to give a sermon. And the fourth time, when Swamiji asked himself, what is this going on? He started liking that Karela. He started liking the bitter gourd. He started liking the bitter gourd. What has happened? Neuroplasticity has worked at his nervous level. What happened? The old connections are gone, new synaptic connections are made. Well, I will give you an example of just imagine in a wild jungle. In that wild jungle, the big grass area is there, greenery is there, and animals have made one small pathway. And accidentally, there was a water and there was small ditch, therefore the pathway was disrupted. What happened? Other animals started taking another shortcut. Because one animal has taken the shortcut, second animal has taken. Because second animal has taken the shortcut, third animal. Because the third animal said, after some time, what we need has become new pathway. What was walked by one animal to avoid the calamity, it has become a new pathway. The same thing happened in your neuron. NLP is neuron, N is a neuron, the mind, fundamental alphabets of mind is neuron. That small cell will have got a wire and it carries the voltage for synaptic connections. It is like going to gym and working on your muscle. You're going to gym and working on the more and more you pull the muscle, the more and more the muscle become bigger and bigger. You might be knowing the garden experiment. One of the gardener, what he did, he wanted to know whether he can grow the pumpkin or not. Pumpkin example. What he did is, he put one pumpkin, it was small, and put it to a glass jar. He put it to the that opening circumference of the glass jar. And other pumpkins were allowed to grow those natural size. After 6 months, what happened? All the pumpkins have become different sizes, except the small pumpkin which was just put in the jar. Why? Every second the growth was restricted. Whereas other pumpkins, every second the growth was given freedom. So whenever you give this freedom, there will be an improvement. See, a case came to me. A boy who was losing anger every time in the school and hitting some person, opponent, and he had a lot of complaints from the hostel, a lot of complaints from teachers, and he was debarred from the school, and he came to me for counseling, NLP coaching. And in the language, NLP is neuro-linguistic language. Every third word was, I get angry, he angers me, she angers me, okay, teacher angers me. So the word is anger, 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 anger. It is like going to gym and doing the exercise only with his right hand muscle. Every time what is happening mentally, you are reconnecting once again. What happened? When you just connect a thread, every time when you start connecting 3 thread, 4 thread, 5 thread, at the end it becomes a big strand, becomes a rope. So he was trying to go into the mental gym of anger. Every word he repeats nothing but it creates a hormone of anger and triggers the hormone. I told him the rewiring, I told him, I am happy, I am happy. The word is not I am angry, I am happy, I am happy. Whenever the situation comes, earlier it was angry, now the word was replaced by happiness. I am happy, I am happy. There are many methods. If you come to NLP training program, we will be teaching you a lot how to rewire your brain. For health, for wealth, for relationship, for counseling, coaching, training, and mentoring. NLP is a training program where I would say it takes you to the next level of thinking psychologist. You all become your own psychologist. NLP is nothing but a mind manual. It's a science manual for your own mind. For every item you purchase in the market, whether it's a cell phone or a mixie or a TV, you get a user's guiding manual. But for the brain computer, which is God given, where is the manual? NLP is the manual. Once you undergo NLP training program, you will come to know about the NLP manual, your own mind manual. Okay, we make you your own psychologist. We make you your own psychologist. So neuroplasticity is a concept where the neuron connections, the moment every time you repeat a new habit, a new thought, a new word, maybe an affirmation, maybe an incantation, or maybe a forced behavior, or a punishment. What happened? The wires or the neurons get start pulling toward each other, and they get wired toward each other. Neurons which are fired together are wired together. Neurons which are fired together are wired together. It's called neuroplasticity. Neuroplasticity, where the neurons become plastic, and they get reconnected. I'd like to know more and more about the NLP training programs. Please join my show. And thank you very much for listening to my podcast. I have done something for the next generation. I'm proud of it. And I want you to be proud of me. Most of my podcasts are for my students who are spread throughout the globe. I want you to help me out by sharing this information to your friends whom you feel it will be useful to them. You may be only sharing, but who knows, you may be saving their life. You can ask any questions you want. You can go down and give me a thumbs up. You can give me a like and ask any questions. Before that, go to my 350 YouTube videos and see my podcast. Any of the questions are answered, I'll be very glad to answer you. And I'm very eager to hear that how many of you are going through a podcast. I get a lot of emails and a lot of response telling that they are applying it, they are using it, they are sharing it. And I want to know your story of how you are using it, how you can attend NLP training. Any questions connected to NLP, you can ask me free of cost. You can approach me through email or through my office or website. Yes, rewiring is a concept of making or breaking your life. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. See you in the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.